This was a pretty normal night for me. I was off work for the weekend and was planning on doing absolutely nothing productive for my 2 days off. I had some snacks and drinks set up on the table by my couch, and I was watching some silly movie to pass the time. It was storming outside, and it was actually a lot worse than it usually was around here. The lightning was really loud, like it was touching ground less than a mile away. I usually find comfort in rainy weather, but this was a bit much, even for my taste. What definitely wasn't comforting was when I heard something hit my front door. It was only a single thud, which made me think the wind had blown something into it. I got up and checked outside, opening the door and getting peppered by the rain and wind. Nothing was out there, though, that could have bumped into my door. I was actually so confused that I even stepped further outside to look around for anything near my porch. Not getting any answers, and only getting drenched by the rain, I went back inside. Whatever it was, it seemed like it was gone. My shirt was completely soaked through, so before doing anything else, I went right upstairs and threw on a clean shirt and dried myself off with a towel. While I was up there, I heard it again. A loud thud slam into the front door. It made me jump and mumble under my breath as I was genuinely shook by it. I waited for any more sounds as I regained my cool, then moved over to the stairs and looked over the railing at the front door. My eyes widened. The door was open, rain splashing inside and everything. I quickly ran over and shut it as best I could, but the handle was all messed up. I still had no idea what happened. Honestly, I thought there was a tornado or something. Of course, I quickly realized that this was far more horrifying than I thought. The puddle that formed inside the doorway had several muddy shoe prints smeared into it and going across the floor. With the door loosely sitting in the frame, I left it and started to follow the path of mud and water through the hallway. I don't know why, but for some reason I felt like I was trapped in there with whoever was inside. I know now that I should have just run away immediately. But in the moment, I think the fear and adrenaline had me acting out of character. When I turned around the corner, which led to the family room, a pair of old, soaked boots were scattered on the floor, and the shoe prints I was following ended. I looked up. The lights were off in this room, and it only had a small couch and a sofa chair, which I knew they had to be hiding behind one of them. It was only then, as I stared into the pitch-black room, standing only a few feet away from an unknown person, that I realized I needed to get out of there ASAP. I quickly got my phone from the couch in the living room and ran outside into the storm, then found a tree to stand under as I called 911. It took several minutes, but eventually they came. 4 officers went into my home, and a minute later they came out dragging a man through the rain and into their car. He looked crazy. I don't know how else to describe him. His hair was long and his eyes were sunken in. What's even more disturbing was that after they locked him up in the car, I went back inside with an officer and they said they found him hiding under the couch. So that whole time I was staring into the dark room, he was probably staring right back at me. Even worse, we found a sledgehammer behind the couch he was hiding under. He obviously used it to break in, but what else he was going to do with it is unknown. Hopefully he stays locked up for a long time, otherwise I'll probably be living paranoid for the rest of my life. I work for a tech company as a customer support agent on their 24/7 live chat service. Because of the nature of the job, I get to work from home. The downside, though, was that I was an overnight worker. Being in the comfort of my own home and having to pull an all-nighter was a recipe for disaster. This was a regular work night. I had my plugin open on my laptop that automatically receives new chats. I'd probably get 5 to 10 customers an hour, and each chat usually resolved within 2 minutes, so a lot of my job was just waiting. I kept a hot cup of coffee on my desk and had YouTube open on my other monitor. Around 2 a.m., maybe a little earlier, I was helping a customer figure out their refund when I heard something outside. It was a man seemingly calling out for someone to help them. Something about it sent chills through me as it sounded like they were right outside my house. Being in the middle of a chat, though, I couldn't get up to check who it was right away. Also, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to. I had a bad feeling. I continued to help the customer, hearing this man calling out in the background for several minutes. Once I was done, I decided to just look out the window and see what was going on. Whoever it was, though, I knew they couldn't possibly need help that bad if they were standing in the same spot for multiple minutes. I went downstairs, and after hearing them call out again, I realized they were somewhere near the back of my house. I went up to the window and peeked through the blinds. My backyard was fenced in, but standing right in the middle was some guy. He yelled again, but his body didn't move. It looked unnatural as he was standing there, looking as if nothing was wrong. It was really dark, but I could tell he was wearing a hoodie and dark jeans. I figured it was probably best to just leave this guy alone. He was probably drunk or some kind of druggie. I left the window and went back upstairs. Almost as soon as I left, though, the guy stopped yelling. It kind of creeped me out, like he somehow knew I was there, but I hoped that it just meant he was leaving. A minute later, I got another customer to help. I started typing in my message, and before I could finish, extremely loud knocking suddenly came from downstairs. I could tell from the hollow plastic sound that it came from the back door. I knew it had to be that guy, which now made me nervous. What could he possibly want? Clearly, whatever it was, he wasn't going to leave without it. I quickly finished typing, then picked up my phone and reported the guy to the police. Then I went back downstairs. I looked down the hallway, and immediately, I could see him standing at the back door. His face was pressed into it as he stared through the door right at me. He started hitting the door again, and I wasn't sure what else to do, so I kinda just stood there. After maybe 30 seconds, his face fell flat and he backed away. Then he walked through my backyard and climbed the fence. As I watched, though, thinking this was all over, I could see his figure moving through the gaps in the fence panels, and that's when I noticed several more figures moving outside the fence. Police took my account of what happened, and I described the guy as best I could. I think it was a whole group plotting something. Maybe the one guy was just to get me to open the door, and the rest would come after. I really don't know. I just pray this was a random attempt, and not something they were specifically going after me for. If that's the case, then that might not be the last I see of them. I live in St. Louis, Missouri, right in the heart of the city. The high crime rate is no exaggeration, as there's new stories coming out every day about awful things. Living here, though, I'd actually never had anything happen to me up until this point, and never even seen anything happen personally. I always felt like whatever was going on was kind of outside of my life, so I tried to go about life as normal. I worked for both Uber Eats and DoorDash, usually on my bike since I was in the city. This day, I was doing mostly Uber Eats, and I'd started around dinner time. The weather wasn't great, cloudy, and raining off and on, but it's part of the job sometimes, as the money's not going to make itself. Around 11, I found myself pretty far from my usual location in the middle of the city. With the rain getting worse, I was thinking about just biking back to kind of reset my location closer to home, but an order popped up that was too hard to refuse. $30 for a delivery 2 miles away. For reference, I was on the edge of the city, where it merges into a more suburban area with small homes and large apartment buildings. It wasn't a nice area, by any means, but it was nowhere I hadn't been before. I rode up to the restaurant and got the bag, then strapped it to my bike. As I was doing this, a car's headlights were lighting up the sidewalk I was on. It was parked a little ways down, and had been there the whole time. I got on my bike and started heading out, and as I did, I saw the headlights move out and continue behind me. Just a coincidence, I assumed, but as I made a few turns and cycled into the neighborhood, that same car was still behind me. After a couple minutes, I made it to the apartment building that the delivery was for. I pulled up to the bike rack and swung my chain around it, and moments later, the car pulled into the parking lot. Now I was freaking out a little. Maybe it was still a coincidence, but I was still a bit on edge about them possibly stealing my bike. I grabbed the order and hurried inside, trying to drop it off quickly. I went up to the second floor and got to the room, then knocked on the door. It was a cash payment, which a lot of people do around here, but was super inconvenient right now. As I waited for them to answer, I looked down the hallway. It was dimly lit and really run down. Paint peeling on the walls, missing ceiling tiles, and even some mold near some of the doors. It was also oddly quiet for such a large building. Quiet enough for me to hear a couple people coming up the steps. I knocked on the door again, but kept my eyes fixed on the end of the hallway. I could feel my heart rate rising, like my body knew something was wrong about this. Then two men showed up at the end of the hallway. They were walking toward me, making eye contact, like they were staring me down. The person in the room still didn't open up, but I didn't know what to do. I tried to leave and walk past the two men, but they blocked the whole corridor and pushed me back. Then the door swung open. Another man, clearly with these two, helped force me into their room, slamming and locking the door with me inside. I was screaming for my life at this point, with no idea what was going on. They threatened me and took me into the bedroom, which was completely empty of anything. They tossed me in and locked the door. I sat there in the middle of the small empty room and just felt hopeless and terrified. I could hear the three men talking, and they said something about getting both of us into a car. Both of us. I didn't know what that meant. Then there was screaming. Not from the men, though. It was from police officers yelling for them to open the door. From what it sounded like, the men didn't put up any fight. I was helped out not too long after, which was when I figured out what both of us meant. There was another victim in one of the other rooms. I guess 10 minutes before I got there, they had done the exact same thing to a different delivery person. They ordered it, followed them, and kidnapped them. A neighbor had heard the commotion and called for help, which is why the cops arrived so quickly. As far as what was going to happen if nobody showed up, We can't say for certain. None of the men said a word about their intentions, so all the cops can do is assume based on any evidence they could find. Luckily, it seemed like this was their first attempt at something like this, so hopefully it'll be their last. I can't imagine what would have taken place if not for the neighbor saving us.